Shizechnishmas Avi Mori Yakovini so Pilchas is Echnishmas Daniel Shainavas Yeshua Falak. Okay, today we're going to start with the Fem Packet A. Excuse me. And this this packet is about the Hagdara Mitzvahs Esei Shazman Grama. And this is the famous discussion, the famous machlokes of tzitzis is connected to the daytime. But there's a famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh about, in other words, is the pshat in the daytime yichayev in tzitzis and nighttime yipater, right? Or is it the pshat that it's not totally in the day of the night, it's totally in the beged. If it's a beged that you normally wear in the daytime, then you chayiv even at night. And if it's something you normally wear at night, you putter even in the day. It's totally in the beged. Or is it totally in the zman? So this is a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rama. It's interesting that if you look in Shulchan Aruch, what page in Shulchan Aruch is it? Page 10. The Shulchan Aruch does something very unique here. See, usually when the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions, it just says the two opinions. Yesh Omrim this, Yesh Omrim that. But here, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the name of the Rishonim of each opinion. That's very rare in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch usually doesn't. In the Beis Yosef, he quotes the names of the Shitas. But the Shulchan Aruch, he just says, usually one Shita, sometimes two Shitas, this, Yesh Omrim this. He says, Laila loves Matzitzesu, page 10, says the Shulchan Aruch. Laila loves Matzitzesu, the Imit Mirisim also. The Rambam, Kol Mashalovish Balaila Potter. A few yuchel liyom, because it's all tole the day of the night. At night, even if you're wearing a garment that's a day garment, but when you're wearing it at night, you're potter. Mashalovish b'yom chayev, a few yuchel lalayim. Depends when are you wearing it. Are you wearing it in the day or wearing it at night? But the rush, just have yuchel lalayla potter a few lovsha b'yom. So that's fascinating. In other words, it's not totally on when you wear it. It's totally on what's the beged. What kind of beged is it? Is it a beged? In other words, let's say you had pajamas, right? And your pajamas, you normally wear at night. So it would be potter. But if you're wearing the pajamas in the daytime, and if it had dalet kanfos, say, you'd be potter even if you're wearing it in the daytime because it's a beged that's b'yuchad alayla. And as opposed to the Rambam, the Rambam says, no, if you're wearing your pajamas in the daytime, again, we're not talking about our pajamas that don't have dalet kanfos. We're talking about something that has dalet kanfos. But if you wear something that has dal kamfos, you're wearing it in the day, and then you chayv, you wear it night, you put it. But the Rosh says, no, it doesn't matter when you're wearing it, it's what kind of beg it is. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Hagav, Safik brachas lahakel. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, Safik brachas lahakel, okay, ein levarach alav el shalayvish b'yom, hu b'yuchad gam kein l'yom. So you need both to make a bracha. You need to be wearing it in a day and has to be a beggar than Miuchad. Because if it's not a beggar than Miuchad, then according to the Rosh, you're going to be potter. And if you're wearing, so you have to have both. Oh, so that's what Rav Ariel is asking. Rav Ari, rather. I mean, does this has to do with Chovas Gavra and Chovas Right. So we have to see how this. I labeled it. If you look, if you see how I labeled it, Ol Bein Chovas Gavra Chovas Talts Bein Hakdoshim Seshes Like Rome. So we'll see. It might have to do with Chovas Gavra. Well, but Lamais is like this. We pass in Chovas Gavra, and yet we still have this Machlokes. So first, it's very interesting why the Shulchan Aruch decided to quote the names. Like, in every siman in Shulchan Aruch, there's two opinions. They don't say the names of the Rishonim. What do you think? A Rambam this, a Rosh this. I would say if you do a, today you can do a search. You know, how many, how, what, it's not the only time, but it's just a little bit unique. Why is the Shulchan Aruch quoting it in terms of the names of the Rishonim? So, what do you say? Anything?
Maybe because he's not Machria.
Maybe because he's not Machria, so therefore he's
That's
just
you,
saying that
Machria.
he's not
That's you.
Machria, so he just so he's just saying so he's just he doesn't want to be Machria. See, if you say Yesh, we have Klolim. Usually it says Stam and Yesh Omer Stam, Yesh Omer Halacha Yesh Omer, but here he just says the two opinions and. And what? What's the halacha? Like he leaves you hanging. He leaves you hanging. Why does he leave you hanging like that?
Maybe because he couldn't be Machria for some
Yeah.
reason.
Maybe he couldn't be Machria.
Doesn't the Mechaber check three poskim and he picks up the majority?
Usually, yeah, we say the Rambam, the
Yeah.
Rosh, the Riff, Rambam, Riff, and the Rosh.
So what does the Riff hold?
There's the Riff hold.
And then let him go after. Maybe he holds like neither one.
Right. There's a. Yeah, so that's a good, it's a good both good points that you're making. It wasn't Machria. So what are you doing? You're not Machria. So the Chumrah, the suffix, the rice
Or
of the.
Haikaman
Yeah,
No.
or we would say like that, or we would just say if he's not Machria, so then it's a suffix, the suffix to Adina, and therefore. You should always have tzitzis if it's bayom, or you should always have tzitzis if it's a beged hamiyuchad liyom. The Taz has an interesting point. What about coming? Wearing tzitzis Friday night in the street. So according to the Rambam, maybe it's aser. Maybe that's called hotzah. Because the Rambam holds that it doesn't matter that's a beged yom, but now it's laila. So you putter. But on Shabbos, if you putter and you wear tzitzis, that's called a masui. And if it's a masui, then you violated an Isser Hotzah on Shabbos.
Why is our Talis Kotan called the Beged Yom?
Why is it called the Beged Yom? But when, say, most people, they wear it by Yom, and they don't wear it. What are you saying? The Bismanazah, we wear it.
We don't take it off
We don't take it
usually.
off at, say, Sakachavim. We wear it.
We go to sleep, right?
When you go to sleep. So he's saying that maybe it's considered also Beged Laila. How do you covey it? That's the question.
Oh, that's
do you go based on the rove? Whereas if a person, there's some people wear talis cotton to sleep, but if you're from the people that don't wear talis cotton to sleep, so then you'd say that in other words, if you follow the rove, so then the talis cotton is rove worn in the daytime.
In terms of the number of hours.
Yeah, but if it's that's what we're gonna have to see. How do you determine whether it's a Beged Yom or a Beged Laila?
Isn't it just pajamas? Like by you have to return the avot. You come to the pajamas.
Yeah. What would be the maybe it's a. Whereas the discussion of posting, maybe you follow rope. What is this begging you? Most of the time that you use it, it's used in the daytime. So maybe it's called a begging yom because the rove tashmisho is by yom. See, there's a discussion of it. You know, there's a discussion they post can talk about and they tie this in. But heksha kalim, you know, some kalim you have to do libun, some kalim you have to do hagal, depending upon if you use it with the fire or the water. So what if it's a kli that you use with both? So the mechaber shita is you follow rov tashmisha. Whatever's the rov, that decides whether this is a libun dikka kli or this is a hagala dikka kli. So someone say the same thing over here. That you don't know what is this a beged, a yom dikka beged or a laila dikka beged? So, what do you say? So let's if you assume like that, that a talis cotton would be a yom dikka beged, and then according to the rabbim, it's potter b'laila. And let's talk about a talis gadol. One second, a talis gadol. Say you're wearing a talis gadol. Usually we never wear a talis gadol b'layla, except lel kol didre. Lel kol didre.
Or the chazan.
Chazan. So say lel kol didre, you have your talis, and you wear it home after kol didre. So that's mamish a beged yom. That's for sure a beged yom. Because we never wear our talis balayla. So if you hold like the Rosh, a beged yom, balayla is also chayav. But if you hold like the Rambam, it's potter. So then maybe according to the Rambam, you violate hotzah. You know, Rav Soloveitchik was machpid not to fold his talis after davening on Shabbos because he considered it hachana. The only Rav Shechter writes that the only time Rav Soloveitchik would fold his talis is on Kol Nidre night, because on Kol Nidre night he needed it for the next day. It wasn't hachana. Usually, it's hachana for the next Shabbos. But I follow Rav Abadi Shita that no, that it's not hachana. Because when you fold your talis, it's like Rav Abadi said to me, you don't do hachana. It's just like when you learn a sefer, then you put it back to the shelf. Because that's the normal way of using it. You use it, you put it back. I say, I can't put it back to my svarim when I'm learning on Shabbos because I'm being making for... No, that's the derech hashimush, is when you... If you finish things, you put them back. So, therefore...
Yerushalma Zalman said so. Yerushalma Zalman, I think, also said that.
That you could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There was the two aspects. One aspect is folding on the crease, is that a type of libun of sorts? That's one discussion. And the other discussion is the Rav Soloveitchik apparently didn't think that was a problem, the Liban aspect, but he felt the Hachana aspect was a problem. And I follow the Shita that neither of them are a problem. And therefore, Shabbos morning, after davening, I fold my talis. Putting it away in a nice, like when I put away a sefer, right? I close the book and I put it away. I don't say, I'm going to leave the sefer open and put it back on the shelf. No. You know, that's the derech hashimush of this thing. Learn, finish learning, close it, put it back, shalom o Yisrael. You may not. Right, but the same for also you might not use. But...
Rabbi, I read that a number back in the Gemara times, they were much more makbid on folding, and that constituted something which should not be done on Shabbos. But today, we really don't care. We just wrap it around, and it takes 2 minutes. So it's,
something like that. But so the shayla is, so can you wear a talis in the street? So a talis is, so can you wear a talis on the street at Lel Yom Kippur if you hold like the Rambam? Probably not, because it's Hotzoah. Never thought about that. What else do people with talis at night? Usually not. I mean, what? The chazan. But the chazan is not going into the street. So look what the Taz says for page 10. Well, the Rambam, I didn't bracket it, but it's right there. Yuchas Sivkot Na'alof in the Taz on page 10 on the left side. Kolmokam mutu lotzeis l'shus Rambam l'el Shabbos with talis and tzitzis. Lo havi masud, sheheim noy habeged v'tachshiteha. Wow, that's a chiddush.
But if one of the strings is possible, is cut, it's a masud, no matter when, no?
Yeah, if it's cut.
Yeah.
The Gemara says if it's cut, it's a muscle.
Whether it's daytime or nighttime, does make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's only annoying because in the daytime, you'd be yotze.
Yeah, it's a chiz. What does it mean? It's annoying habege v'tach shiteha. Is it really annoying habege? It's a mitzvah. I don't know.
Some women have fringes on their
right in the clothes. Yeah, the fringes, maybe the fringes, but the strings. I don't know. Is that necessarily noy? I mean, we're so used to it, so it looks, you know, it would look awkward if you didn't have it. But I don't know. Is that noy? No, it's the mitzvah. So the pasha says it's the mitzvah. So since it's the mitzvah, it's bottled to the beggar. But if it would be the mitzvah. And not necessarily. What? If you wear a talus, right. He's saying you can't. So Jake Silver is saying maybe it shouldn't even be called noy if we're wearing it inside. Maybe a talus got only could be a noy. But a talus cotton, if you're wearing it side, then you don't even see it. I have to check. Are there any other achronim that argue with the this task? Have to check that out. I didn't Xerox the Prima Gadim. You have the Prima Gadim here? Let's take a quick look at the Prima Gadim of this Taz. the Shulchan Aruch, the first volume. You gave me a nice one. I don't expect a Friedman one, but at least a Bahir one. A Bahir. And the Shulchan Aruch Bahir maybe has, maybe the Prima Gondam says something. Oh. Which one do you have, Ramayan? Which Shulchan Aruch? What? The old one? Yeah. Let me see. Yeah. Well, how about here? Yeah, there's a. Let's see. Yud Ches. Oh. Bait Hazeg Nivra Rama. There's a whole piece here, I guess. Yeah, I mean, it has a little piece on this. Okay, I don't see him asking this particular question.
Rabbi, the Eshel Avraham, I think that's the Prima Gadim on the Magen Avraham. He talks about wearing the talis on Erev Shabbos, on Leil Shabbos in Yom Tov.
Yeah, let's see.
I saw it in Safari.
Yeah, second. Then he quotes another, the Angel of Rome from the church, no? The Oath of Fortune.
Oh, that's not the Prima Gadim, then.
Right. Shuvah something, raised David. Kar Togel Anogim, the Sate Patalis Barbe Shabbosigim Tovim, but Fila Sarvis, who soon came to Poskim. Tim Hemahoko, or a few from Rafa, who is Sugomer. So why is it a Sugomer? To wear the talis at night. Why is it a sigomer? Because you have the Eshel Avram, but this is Buchach. If you have the Bohir, it's in the Otsar Beforshim. Do you see Rav Katan?
No, I'm looking at Safari, that's it.
Yeah, what Sfarya quotes this, Eshel Avram?
Yeah.
What does he
the
say?
The one you just read. The one you just read, Zman. Ubichuvas Beit David. That's what, yeah. That's what you just read. I thought that was the Prima Gadim. I thought
no,
so.
It's not.
Okay.
He says you shouldn't wear a talis on Erev Shabbos Yontes, Mitzvios Arvis. What's so special about Tfilas Arvis on Friday night? If it's a din of carrying, then I understand. Yeah. But apparently the Prima Gadim considers it a tachshit, even if you hold like the Rambam. There's a simple shot is if you hold like the Rambam, maybe. It should be also to, if you all like the Rambam, then you putter at night. If you hold like the Rosh, so it's a Begid Yom, it's Chayiv even Balayla. But if you hold like the Rambam, even a Begid Yom is Potter Balayla. Since it's Chayiv a Yom, Potter Balayla. So I would think, according to the Rambam, it should be also to wear at night if you're going to go out in the street. This is a masoi. So he says, so the Taz is Mekel. Mutter lotzeis v'shus ha-rabim, l'el Shabbos, v'talas and tzitzis, v'lavi masoi, she'im noi ha-begid v'tachshtel. Wow.
Can't the Rambam have said that somewhere in the Yad?
So you're saying, what are you saying, Rav Arar?
No, I'm saying the Rambam should, if that was Aser, he should have spelt it out in the Yad somewhere, that it's Aser in Hilchos Hotzah, it's Aser to go out with the tzitzis.
Yeah, but there's no Beferish Gemara. The Rambam doesn't usually say new things that don't appear in the Gemara. But this doesn't appear in the Gemara. Okay.
He seems to talk about going out carrying because of the chisaron of tcheles, not the chisaron of beged yom.
Who's he?
The primogodim.
Primogodim.
In the psicha kolelas.
The psicha kolelas. Where are you looking? The psicha kolelas.
Hilchos Tzitzis, on the left-hand column, if it's the same printing, I don't know, the third paragraph.
I don't know if I have it in front of me.
Right, it's the last paragraph before Hilchos Tefillin.
The Psicha Kolelis or for... Yeah, but the Taz is talking about.
I don't see where he would talk. He's talking about midin beged yom or beged laila. He talks about what if you know it's kilayim. He talks about if tchelas is ma'akev, so then you're not makayim tzitzis.
Right, if you're like that's the briskest shita. Yeah. That even though most Rishonim say that Tchelis is not Makhid Lelovon, the Balamor says it is. Mm-hmm. So then the Briskas don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos, because even in the daytime. Mm-hmm. Because they hold that you go out in the street in the daytime with tzitzis, so you're carrying, because if you don't have the Tchelis, and the Tchelis, you hold Tchelis in Makhid, then it's considered a Masr. So if you're a Briska, you don't wear, a real good Briska doesn't wear tzitzis on Shabbos.
Even in the house?
In the house. In the house they could, but the question is, would they wear it in the house lest they forget and go out in the shusarab? Well.
Because they don't hold from an Erev anyway.
Right, they don't hold from an Erev anyway, yeah. So it all works out. Well, what were you saying, Hira? So the answer is the strings. The strings are useless if they're not doing the mitzvah.
If I have a tassel on my...
Right, so that's what the Taz is saying. The Taz is saying that you have the strings are like a tassel. Strings are like a task. But I don't know, is that so question? Strings are like a tassel, or when you say no, they're not like a tassel. Maybe the other, the fringes, you know, throughout the talus. Maybe they're like a tassel. You know, it's like, yeah, you want to give me a talus here?
What about if you would a beged where you have the tassel, but you sew it in, you sew it onto the beged. So nobody would say that that's also right.
If you sew what?
A tassel onto
let's
a beged.
Let's see, 1 second. Here's the tassel. Yeah, we got a tallis right here. So these parts here, that's like kind of annoying, right? They look cute. But the tzitzis themselves, I don't know. No, I'm saying even without the tailless discussion. In other words, I'm just saying the Taz's discussion is going in the street on Friday night with wearing a tallis. So usually we don't do that because it's not, but one time you might is like, say you want to walk home after Kol Nidre and you know, not using this, so you're wearing your tzitzis home, your tallis gadol. So I would think that maybe according to the Rambam, the tallis gadol is not chayim, the tzitzis at night. Even though it's a beged yom, but a beged yom is potter b'layla. Not like the Rosh that says a beged yom is even chayim b'layla. So the Taz is saying, well, the whole thing is like annoying. The whole thing is like decorative. But I don't know. Is it so decorative? Huh? What are you saying, Ariel? Say again. Oh, wow. So where are you reading from? Oh. What is up to Shulchan Aruch Harav? But it's not. But he doesn't speak about the Rishus Rabbah.
No,
right. But it's not. But that's the Chiddush of Taz. I have to look to see if the Achronim argue to Taz. So that's a big Chiddush. It's considered like a tachshu to the beged. Okay, but that's the machlokes, and therefore the Ramah paskins suffik brachas lahakya. You shouldn't make a bracha unless you have both bayos, that it's beged yom and bayom.
Rabbi, I found the mishmasot zahav siman yud ches. I put it in the.
Yeah, what did you say?
I put it in the chat. I read it to you. Leharabam ayin taz vehem divrei harabam zal beperek gimel melchot tzitzis halacha chet perek yotet melchot shabbos halacha chaf ayin sham veim nifzak mitzitzis beksus yom ubelaila leharabam ein tzarich lehasir me'alav uleharosh tzarich lehasir me'alav.
In other words, if your tzitzis got broken at night, it's a beged yom that you're wearing belaila.
Right.
But you have to take it off.
Right.
He's saying that according to the Rambam, you would, because you're part of Belial.
Yeah.
According to the Rosh, a beged yom is
chayv even. He says he has a shaila, im nifsak tzitzis meksus amyuchad layom, ve'asa bo tzitzis balayla, im rasha lemevad ken olo, Vitzitzit shasan v'shabasim him ksherim olo. He has a shayla. I don't know if he has a tshuva to it. Let me check. Just a shayla. Oh yeah, I got the tshuva too. There's a tshuva too. It's a long tshuva.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't have to check well. Yeah. Okay, so we'll have to see if there's any background that argues with the pass. Yeah. Tysus has an interesting comment. I think Rav Lussman is safe to discuss this. Because the question is, according to the Rosh, why is tzitzis a mitzvah shazman grama? Because you're always chayiv in tzitzis. A beged yom is chayiv even balayla, so it's never potter. Because according to the Rambam, a beged yom is only chayiv in tzitzis by yom, not balayla. I understand it's a mitzvah, but if you hold like the Rosh, that this particular beged is chayiv 24/7, it's a beged yom, it's chayiv even b'layla. So then, why is it mitzvah? Normally means she's only can do it in certain times, but here can be done 24/7 the whole time. But that's what Tosa says.
It's a sin kedushin.
Yeah. Yeah, take a look at Lama, page 6. It says Tosa sin kedushin on Lama Dalet Amud Aleph. The tema, Eichi Chotchev Tzitzis Misas Eshay Zazman Grama, the man Omer Tzitzis Kovas Talis, who came into Kli Kufsa Hayoven Tzitzis. Well, how's the leg of Zman Grama Kalal? Then we all may lie, Hayom. Feel man Omer Tzitzis Kovas Gavra, Kosher, who says Lila Ptur, Shahu, the Rosh of Yom, Hanan, Susio, Hayevis, Shalovish Malila. Now I am reading, you shall be Susio, Shalovish Malila, Hayevis. So he's saying, how could you have a situation that is something that's high 24/7 and still it's called Mr. Sase Shazman Grama? Because it's a mitzvah, it's low grammar, she's always chayiv in the mitzvah. Why is it tzitzis? If it's a beged yom, you chayiv even balayla, so you're always chayiv. So why then is tzitzis called a mitzvah? Says my grammar. So that's the Tosis's kasha. How could you hold tzitzis and Mrs. Hesesh has a long grammar if you hold like the Tosis? And it's begging yom is chayiv even b'layla. So it means it's begging is chayiv 24/7. So then when the Rav Gustin says, I mean the Tosis answers, came in the on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph page 6, the end of the Tosis. Top Tosis. Omer me came in Shafiyu with all the Masha as my grandma. If you trust me, Yishal, the Tosha is my grandma, she's my mom, if you trust her, I'm going to my kids. So he says, that's what Gustav pointed out, it's an unbelievable Kiddush here. We normally think that Mitzvah says, Shasman Grama means a Mitzvah that sometimes you chayiv and sometimes you're not chayiv. But here, tzitzis, you always, if you hold like the Rosh, a beged yom is chayiv even balayla. So this beged is always chayiv in tzitzis. And yet women would be potter. Because it's a mitzvah shei shei zman grob. So usually mitzvah shei shei zman grob means it limits the chiyuv only to a certain zman. Here it doesn't limit the chiyuv. Fakir, it makes the chiyuv even balayla according to the Rosh. But since it's the yom that's machayiv even balayla, it's connected with the zman. So that's a big finish. So even something that's connected with the zman to make it more chayiv. To make a chayiv even balayla, so you might think that now it's not a mitzvah shei zman grama. Then it would be. But nonetheless, it's a woman a potter.
Rabbi, is Talmud Torah mitzvah shei zman grama?
Is Talmud Torah mitzvah shei zman grama? Why would Talmud Torah be mitzvah shei zman grama?
No, that's a good point. Yeah, I guess it's not time dependent.
Yeah. Right. But you can't have the whole day. So every day you have a new mitzvah to learn. No, but then every mitzvah is like that. Usually zman grama means place like tefillin. I don't put tefillin Shabbos, so it's as mitzvah as my grammar because it's limited. Here, the zman makes it more limitless, and yet it's so. That's what Tosa says. Then, but still connected to the zman. You know, it's not like Zman is what's causing it to be chayiv even balayla. So even though now it's chayiv 24/7, it's still called mitzvah shei zman grama. That's a fascinating idea here. That's where Rav Gusman points out. This is a new type of zman grama. Usually zman grama means the mitzvah, like shofar. It's mitzvah shei zman grama. Because, okay, women have a minute, they try to do it, try to hear it. But technically, it's mitzvah shei zman grama because you can't do it balayla. But tzitzis is beged yom is chayiv even balayla, so then maybe it shouldn't be called mitzvah shei zman grama. So he doesn't want to say that according to that opinion, maybe in a chalami, but he wants to say that Tosfos wants to explain that the zman is causing the zman that it's connected to yom is causing the chayiv even balayla. And therefore, since it's causing the chiyuv even balayla, so it's expanding the chiyuv, that made it into a zman grama, because the zman is goring the chiyuv even balayla. But usually the zman is ma'ubal, it's limiting. Here it's machiv. So that's what Rav Gusman writes in a sefer. You'll see that this type of mitzvah sesei shah zman grama is unique. Because the zman is making it even balayla, and therefore it should not be called mitzvah zman grama. But since the chiyuv balayla is gorim, based on its connection to be a beged yom, then that's mechayiv.
Wow. In other words, I think what he's saying is that the zman kiyum hamitzvah is irrelevant. That's 24/7. You say. Then there was the zman has no relevance. In the Maisa mitzvah, the zman that has relevance is the zman in defining the chefza on which you are chayiv.
Right.
The zman grama that this beged should be that just beged should be chayiv. Because it's a beged.
The bottom line is it's chayiv even balayla.
What?
The bottom line is, but now it's chayiv even balayla.
Yeah, because the zman has no, the zman of the kiyum has nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's like making a bracha. There's no input from the time. There's no effect of the time on when you're chayav in the mitzvah. The zman only affects on what are you chayav the mitzvah.
Right. Okay, it's an interesting point. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue with this packet. There's a lot to say in this packet, but so today we saw the shita of Tosfos, and then we also and how the. And the Taz, the Chiddush of the Taz. The Taz is Chiddush that even according to the Rambam, it's not considered a Masoi even on Friday night. Even though on Friday night you're wearing a talis on the street, if you're doing that, Bechara, you're doing a Masoi. He says, no, it's still Noi HaBeget. That's a Chiddush that's called Noi HaBeget. Because the Gemara says beferish that if you go into the street with a talis she'enim it's a yeses kilchasa yichayv hatas. So why do you say it's still the noy habeget? Okay, it's not you're missing a string, but it's still noy. Why is it in fringes? Still fringes. So that's what we have to be mayan more. How could the Taz say that? That it, even if it's pasul. It's even if it's not Machiav, but it's still Noyim. Okay, Rose, have a good day to all. Bez Hashem. And okay, we'll get the minion, Bez Hashem.
Well.
Sorry.